We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Why are the good guys constantly getting dumped on and the bad guys are getting financial reward? I mean, that's one of my questions for Anne McLean. You remember her, Dr. Anne McLean, the PhD from University of Virginia, who was nominated by Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin to the Board of Historic Resources. In interest of full disclosure, I actually wrote a letter on her behalf because I think she's a brilliant lady and I think she's a responsible person. I think she is all about the truth and is not interested in lying to cover up anything. I think she's the kind of person that we need in public life, who's not got an axe to grind to try to destroy people, but is trying to preserve things. Isn't that what we want on the Board of Historic Preservation? Well, something happened. She came on this show, and she talked about some things that apparently we're not allowed to talk about. Oh, my God, it's much too upsetting for everyone. So something happened, and she's not going to be on the Board of Historic Resources, and she's agreed to come on this morning, kind of walk through things with us. Dr. McLean, I appreciate you joining us this morning. How are you? Are you okay?
I am fine. Good morning, John. Glad to be here.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you coming on. I know it's I get the impression that it has been a difficult few weeks. You were attacked pretty viciously by just about everyone on the left, all of the leftist writers and the leftist activist groups. The Democrats raised money off of, you know, kind of twisting the words that you said here on the air. And what's puzzling to me is what happened where you're now not going to be in the volunteer position that you had agreed to serve in. Were you fired by Governor Youngkin, or did they force you to resign or just suggest you? How did this go down, if you don't mind me asking?
I don't mind you asking. Sure, it's been, you know, disappointing. I was excited to help. That's why I applied. And, you know, they need people that will devote, you know, 4 years of their time to reading about, you know, properties and different historical efforts. I was so glad to do it. And I, you know, I door knocked for Glenn Youngkin. I'm not bitter at all, but I did not resign. I did not verbally resign or in writing, but I did send a letter to the administration after I went in, and they called me in to talk, and we had a good conversation. And I said, it's the governor's prerogative to appoint whomever he wants to on boards and commissions, and that I respect that. And yes, it's a huge disappointment for me personally, because my passion remains historic preservation. But essentially, I was dismissed, and that's just the end of it. So they're not going to.
And what was the problem?
What was the actual problem?
Did they?
I think our perspectives, as Macaulay Porter put it, which I agree with what she said, we just have different priorities. And, you know, my priority is with the full story of Virginia history. I love the truth. You cannot tell a half-truth and expect things to be good for the future generations. That's one thing. That's why the classics and going back to ancient documents and really seeing, especially the Bible, which tells the good, the bad, and the ugly about the Hebrews. They tell it all about themselves, and they, you know, that's something our country was built on and our Constitution was built on. We need the Old Testament and the New Testament. We need apologetics. We need people to understand the full ancient Rome, Greece, you know, what's happened. And when we start playing with history as a you know, this is just going to be the picture I'm going to put up there, you really do cheat the future generation of knowing exactly what happened. And I'm against that.
One of the things that I saw so often repeated was that Glenn Youngkin's appointee is a Confederate statue defender. And, you know, as if that's a complete indictment. What is your perspective on the Lee Monument at Charlottesville, the Lee Monument in Richmond, the Jeb Stuart Monument Avenue?
Well,
why do you think that was such a polarizing thing for so many people?
Well, it's the Confederacy. I mean, that's what people have not dug into and really understood. And that's why I'd like to encourage everyone listening and all the school teachers, college professors, the truth is there about what happened. There is a chronology. There's a timeline. Things happened, and then there were reactions to it. And we owe it to everyone in Virginia and, again, to the next generation to really tell the whole truth. And if they do that, they'll discover that this was a patriotic war for the country of Virginia to protect everyone of every pigment from an invading army. That is the truth. And so why this has been buried and there's been a half truth, it's very sad. I mean, slavery was horrible. We're very glad it's over. It needed to go out, but there was sovereignty. There was a constitutional principle in the Constitution of 1787 that, you know, any state could secede. So when I said before that secession was not treason, that is true. And there have been letters to the editor that have, you know, supported that. I can support that with documentation.
It wasn't like everybody just cut things off. The legislature convened and voted on it. So I you know, factually, whether people like it or not, it wasn't just a rabble that decided, hey, we're going to go take over the country. We're going to take over Virginia and walk away. It was the elected representatives of the people who made that decision. I mean, I guess one of the things that troubles me is if you were on a board related to, I don't know, economic development or, I don't know, the dog catcher board, and you started talking about the nuanced history of the Civil War, then perhaps I could understand somebody in the governor's office or even the governor himself saying, hey, you know, Ann, we don't need to be talking about the Civil War if you're working on economic development. It's very controversial and it upsets people and it's probably going to drive people away. But what I'm missing is, why would it be wrong for someone on the preservation board, the Board of Historic Resources, that is charged with managing the history of Virginia and the relics of the history of Virginia, why would that be so offensive for a historian to talk about that if that's actually what they're going to be charged with doing in the role?
I don't know. It's a mystery unless they have plans to rewrite the history of Virginia.
Some people are, right? The leftists are telling us that's what they're going to do.
I know, and I'm going to stand for the balance. I think I would bring balance to the board, and, you know, that's super important to have. Things are morphing. I mean, we are now in retribution territory. It seems, you know, first it was fear no art, and then, you know, and then you had the graffiti, and you see the progression of this to actual, you know, wanting to melt down a statue. This is terrible. And we need people that will stand up and say, no, two wrongs do not make a right. You don't do this. Many men died defending their country. Sure, you know, you can flatten it out and say it's just about X, but really, if you read and you take the time to go back and fill in the gaps and see exactly what happened, which any professional historian should do, we don't need activist historians. We need honest, complete history, and I want to make the case for open, honest discussion about historical facts. And that is going to lead to racial healing, true racial healing. And there was a lot of love, and there still is, between peoples of any pigment in the South. I mean, my goodness, Pocahontas was held up as, you know, sort of a queen of Virginia as she married John Rolfe. And, you know, for them to you know, forget Pocahontas or take down the Meriwether Lewis in Charlottesville, or just, it's a perversion. And we're seeing so much perversion, which you actually talked about before I got on. I mean, it's ruining our land. And so I just want everyone within listening to try to do something about this and watch out what's coming down the pike.
Well, I'm about to run out of time, but do you have you spoken to the governor directly about this? I mean, are you mad with him, or is there a
tension?
I am
not mad with him. I am not. I think he is doing us all such a favor by every day. I mean, leadership is hard, and he's working so hard, and Suzanne is too. I am not mad at all. I was just so excited to help and to be someone on the team. So it's okay. I have a lot of other things going on in my life, and I'm going to continue to advocate for the full Virginia history and the undeniable, irrefutable facts that I mentioned should not be buried. And we need anyone in high office to advocate for that. And these statues need to be rescued and pulled out of the mud, and they don't have to be in Richmond. They can be somewhere else, because the truth of the matter is this whole lost cause effort that other historians, and I will not name them right now, but they have wanted to pervert that effort. It was a Christian effort to say, hey, we lost the fight. It was, you know, decided at a bayonet that secession, you know, isn't going to happen here. They, you know, they really needed to not say it's such a bad thing. It was a Christian effort to memorialize the dead.
Yeah. I think the conversation is an important conversation to have. I'm disappointed that you won't be at that table in a formal sense, but I admire the fact that you still want to engage in the conversation, and strong people are going to have to stand up, or really, in another 10 years, I think much of our cultural heritage will be deliberately destroyed by the leftists. And that's an uncomfortable spot to be in. But if you don't stand up for it now, it's going to be gone. Anne McLean,
Could I just say one more quick thing, John? Sorry, just real quick. I hope that the new pick that Governor Youngkin appoints is someone who is a solid, thorough historian, really interested in preservation.
Yeah, we'll have to see who that is. Yeah.
Okay.
Dr. McLean, I appreciate you coming on.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.